Sunday morning service at the Batak Christian Protestant Church in an open field in the Jakarta suburb of Bekasi turns into a near riot. Hundreds of enraged Muslim men surround the small group, made up mostly of women. Riot police form a line around the Christians. Bekasi Police Commander Imam Sugianto says they are there to prevent the protest from becoming violent.
Prinsipnya Polri hanya mengamankan bahwa...
He says both sides already inform the police of their activities, so their job today is to protect both sides. The Batak Christians purchased the land and want to build a church on this site. The Muslim majority in the neighborhood opposes the plan, and the local government refused to approve the necessary building permit. Morheli Barda, leader of the hardline Islamic Defenders Front group in Bekasi, says the church's insistence on worshiping on this land is a provocation.
Penguasaan.
He says all Muslims feel insulted because of the Christians' occupation of this area and also other insults by the Christians. He says those include the case of a 16-year-old Christian boy on trial in Bekasi for allegedly defacing a copy of the Quran. And most insulting, Barty says, is a recent report on the internet that a Christian charity group, the Mahanaim Foundation, attempted to conduct mass baptisms in the area.
Orang berbuat baik, semua orang...
He says it is everybody's right to do good deeds, but when this group does them to convert Muslims away from their religion, then that is a criminal activity. More than 90% of Indonesia's population of 220 million is Muslim, although the country has a secular government and its constitution protects minority rights. But over the past decades, there have been a number of clashes between religious groups. Bonar Tigor Naipospos is with Setara, a human rights organization that tracks incidents of religious intolerance and discrimination in Indonesia. He says unsubstantiated rumors about Christians using deceptive practices to convert Muslims fuel the anger in Bekasi.
The things now, the Christian is very active, aggressive, and push to people to convert their belief. And they said the Christian use money or use food or use other enjoyment to change to convert the people and became the Christians.
A decade ago, thousands were killed in sectarian violence between Christians and Muslims in the Moluccas Islands in Indonesia. Today, Naipospos says, incidents of religious violence in the country have greatly declined, but religious tension is on the rise. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.